Welcome to Save Our Sleep. Tizzy and the Save Our Sleep team believe it's every child's right to receive comfort, a parent's right to demonstrate love, and everyone's right to a full night of sleep. This podcast is not a medical or scientific volume, but a collection of tried and tested solutions and tips based on my many years of experience with babies and young children. Its main purpose is to help parents understand and avoid sleep problems in young babies and toddlers.
We'd like to recognise the Wadawurrung people who are the traditional owners of this region which Tizzy and myself live and are recording today's podcast on. We acknowledge and respect that they have taken care of this land and water and raised children in this nation for over an extraordinary 70,000 years. The Save Our Sleep podcast is dedicated to helping you prevent and solve sleep problems while having some fun along the way. We endeavour to discuss all things family related, starting from preconception all the way through to an adult child leaving home and beyond. Some topics may be triggering. If you find this is the case, please reach out to your or your child's health nurse or general practitioner.
Welcome to the Midweek Crack.
Yes, our very first episode.
So Midweek Crack is, the reason it's called Crack is because Crack is conversation that includes everyone in the room. And we want to involve our listeners. So we are going to have, our listeners have been giving us topics in the support group. And there's too many topics.
There is.
So we are going to now do a Midweek Crack where we do a little short episode in the middle of the week. On a Wednesday it'll come live and taking a topic. So this week's Midweek topic is?
Is from Heidi Elliott. And she has asked, for a two-year-old at bedtime, a while back, she has been so clingy to a particular toy, and rather than face a meltdown, we have let her take it to bed. And now it's become a sort of habit that she expects to pick a different toy each night to sleep along with her froggies. Is this an issue?
So it's not safe to have toys in your cot under the age of two. Some SIDS researchers say once a child's over the age of two, you can. But I think before we discuss that, we should discuss comforters. Comforters!
Oh, so many. They're awesome. Oh, I so love them.
These are the Save Our Sleep comforters. If you're watching on YouTube, you will be able to see that I'm holding a Save Our Sleep Dizzy Dog. If you're not and you're listening, I'll try and describe it. So I'm holding a Dizzy Dog. You have to be very careful with a comforter. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that the head is so small that if a child balances on it, they can't balance. So if a child rolls onto it, mm-hmm. they can't balance. If they can balance on the head.
Yep.
I'm a little bit upset. There's a comforter called Riff Raff.
Yes, I've seen this.
And I think that they're not the safest. Their heads are too big. And when you Google Save Our Sleep, up comes Riff Raff. It comes up Save Our Sleep. It's like as soon as you Google Save Our Sleep, the first thing that comes up, if you Google Save Our Sleep, they've got a whole page. They are.
It's a bit
why
cheeky.
Do people have to ride on my coattails? Why can't they create their own comforter, give it their own name, and not have to have Save Our Sleep all over their website? They've paid Google for Save Our Sleep.
Yeah, the CEO.
They've paid the search engines. They've put stuff about my book on there. Why? Get rid of it. Why?
Yeah.
You are riding on my coattails.
Yeah, it's
go
not
away.
Something you've endorsed.
And Riff Raff comforters, I do not believe are safe. The heads are too big.
Mm-hmm.
So please do not use the Save Our Sleep bedding with a Riff Raff comforter. Is that wrong that I'm saying that?
No, because it's your, you know, it's my your brand. Advice. Yeah, that's
and
it.
And they're associating themselves with my brand. So you need a small comforter head. Mm-hmm. Now, the knots, did you know that that feels like a nipple?
No.
So children are born with a... Children are born with a natural, like, it's their fingers are supposed to bounce, are supposed to bang the boob, bang the mum's breast. So you're supposed to bang the mum's breast and they're supposed to, like, stimulate the milk flow.
Yeah.
And often they'll play with the nipple to get the milk into the nipple, which, of course, some people go, oh, no, you shouldn't let your baby play with your nipples. And people sexualize it. It's not sexual. It's animal kingdom. It's... Children do that
well,
to get the milk
like
in.
The crawl that they do after they're born. If you let them naturally, they crawl.
So if you feel the comforter, it's a nipple.
Yeah.
So did you ever know that before?
No.
So we make them really, really carefully to feel like a nipple.
That's amazing.
So we've got like a little lump
in
them.
So they can play with them.
That's... So you've got a little lump in them?
Yeah.
So maybe if Daddy wants to play with Mummy, give him a comforter.
Yeah, Mummy's going to sleep.
Yeah.
So, and yes, right. And so many, and then eventually the child rubs it so much that the knot opens and it becomes like a long thing for them to then, a sensory toy. So a lot of thought's been put into the comforters.
They have.
So you need to make sure that your comforter is safe.
Yep.
A comforter is an aid that children use to, a good aid, so they use it as a sleep signal.
Mm-hmm.
They get to learn the smell. You put it down your top, you make it smell of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know all that.
Yep.
But a toy isn't the same because toys can have beans. Their heads can be too big.
Kids can balance eyes.
On them. So it's a hard topic because she's saying, like, is it okay? Well, it depends whether your child's just about two or just two or two and a half, you know? And it depends what your child sleeps like. Like, if your child always sleeps in the same position on the back and they're not, like, rolling to their tummy, putting their bum in the air, then it probably is safe to use a toy in the cot at two. Explain to them one toy. You can choose your toy, you know, talk to them. They understand more than what we give them credit for. Talk to your child, yes. You can choose a toy to take in your cot with Froggy. Or if your child, if you're worried that your child isn't at the age where you feel confident that they'll be safe if they rolled onto their toy,
yeah.
Or if the toy's got beans, explain to them. You sleep with Fizzy Frog. So Heidi, explain to your child, you sleep with Fizzy Frog. Mizzy or Monkey, let's give it a different name, not a comforter name, but yes. This toy that you've chosen needs to watch you. It can sit on your side table. It can sit. You can have it in the morning. You can have it after your sleep. If you think it's safe, yes, they can have a different toy every night. By the time they get to my children's age, six or seven, they're taking 10 toys in the bed. It doesn't matter. I used to travel in the back of the car, in the boot. We used to have, like, you call them we call them estates. You call them station wagons?
Station wagons, yeah, yeah.
And I would have 100 toys in there. And that's where I sat when we travelled from Dublin to France. I always sat in the boot of the car with all the toys. Now you couldn't because you're supposed to have a seatbelt. We do have seatbelts now, but yes. So what else can we say about comforters? What else is Mum asking about throwing them out of the cot? You were asking that
earlier. Yeah, yeah. Because I think I found the advice. Is it in your toddler?
It's in both books,
it's in both
books. It's called Tricks of the Trade with Comforters.
Because that was one, like, you know, I had with mine, and it was so great to just be able to open the book and go, oh, this is what I need to do.
Well,
but for our listeners, they might not know that that's in our books. I'll tell you a
funny story. Nathan came to me one day and said, oh, Darren's thrown the comforter out of the car. What do you do? And I said, you go to page XXX in the book and you read it. Stop asking me. Read the book. So, and it was funny because it's like my child had read the book.
Yeah.
At 9 or 10 months old, they suddenly throw the comforter out of the, I don't want to go to sleep. Boom. But then again, is it because they're not tired enough and do they need a routine change?
Yeah, it becomes a little game,
doesn't
it?
So what do you do? So they throw the comforter out of the cot and you say to them, it's sleep time. If you throw the comforter out of the cot, you're not going to have it for your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have your special friend for your sleep. And then when they throw the comforter out of the cot, don't run straight in and give it to them.
Yeah.
Wait a certain amount of time before you run in and give them the comforter so that they realise it's not coming back. They've got to realise it's not coming back.
Yeah, otherwise then, it's just a game.
It's not like control crying. You don't do more time, more time, more time. You give them a certain amount of time, you go in, you give it back. The next time they throw it out, they settle without it. If they yell and scream the house down, it was their choice. Action is throwing the comforter out the second time.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, the first night they do it. If they do it the second night, that's not classed as the first time.
Okay. Yeah.
You say to them when you're putting them to bed. Well, you wouldn't say it to them because you're giving them the idea to throw it out. So the first time they go in their cot and they throw the comforter out, you go in and you give it to them and you say, after a few minutes, so they throw the comforter out, you wait a couple of minutes, you go in, you give them the comforter back and you say, if you throw your special, whatever it's called, Mizzy, mine call them Mize, Dara call them Lammies. At one point, Killian called them meerkats, even though they were dizzy dogs. If you throw such and such out, it's not coming back. You will have to settle without it. And then you follow through and they very quickly learn. Yeah. But if it happens the second night. So the first night, they've thrown it out. You've waited a couple of minutes. Then you've gone in. You've given it back to them and said, if you throw it out again, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The next night, don't say it to them at bedtime because then you remind them of the game. Yeah. So, again, if they throw it out, you give them a few minutes, then you go in, you give it to them and say, oh, such and such fell out of the cot or such and such is on the floor. You know, if it comes out, if you throw it out again or if it falls out again, you're not getting it till after you've fallen asleep.
Yeah.
And then once they're asleep, you go in and you give it to them. Okay, does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
So what else can we ask about comforters? Now, it's very good to have backup comforters.
Yes.
Even if you've got two on rotation, then one's in the wash, one. Eventually, if you lose one, you've only got one. Then when you buy a third, they don't take to it. So if you can afford it, you're better to start off with five or six on rotation. I've got a question for you. So you and I both had children around about the same time.
Yeah.
So I had Kieron and you had Emma about 9 months after Kieron.
Yeah.
So Emma and Kieron both had the original grey elephants. Mm-hmm. So not the original, which had stripy ears, and the cotton didn't last in the ears and we ended up discontinuing them. So you may see on different points of the website, you may see a grey elephant with stripy ears. The cotton didn't last in the ears, so we discontinued them. Okay. Yep. So the next one after that was an all grey Elsie elephant. If anyone's watching on YouTube, it's up on top of the Save Our Sleep sign. Okay. So the original ones had very thin fur.
They did.
Very thin fur. They were an asthma-friendly fur, but they were very thin.
Mm.
And a lot of people thought that they weren't as nice, even though it was a more expensive fabric. A lot of people contacted us and said, it's so thin.
Yeah.
So then we went back to a bit more of a fluffy fur, still asthma-friendly fabric. And both Kieron and Emma rejected them. Mm. Kieron used to say that they were fat and they felt fatter, and he rejected them because they were fatter. They did feel fatter.
Yeah.
Emma rejected them, but then roll forward to when Kieron was 10 months old, even if I went in the middle of the night and I put a fat one in, he would throw it out, right? Even when he was two, he'd throw it out. He got to about 2 years and 2 months, he accepted it. Yeah. It's, so do not, if you've bought a comforter off us and it's you think it's the same as what you bought, most of the time it is, and you think your child doesn't like it because it smells different, keep washing it, keep putting it in there. Eventually they take to it. Now I want to know what's happened with Emma. Did Emma ever take to them? She's now changed colour, hasn't she?
No.
She has changed.
No, she just loves your products.
Yes, but remember she wouldn't go for anything but the grey one.
So she's got the grey one and she has to have the smooth ones. So we found the same sort of thing. For Emma, she actually attached to a particular one that I ended up putting an E, like marking it with an E underneath, so I knew that was the favorite one. But you know, as you said, like they lose them and things like that. And so we started with five, and we've probably only got two originals left, and we've had to steal some of Kieron's. You have sent Emma like a pink Ellie, and we call ours Ellie, so she's got a pink Ellie, and pink Ellie now sleeps with her as well, and she's actually requested for me to get a Izzy.
It's funny how they go bunny. Elephants, and they go pink elephant, blue elephant, grey elephant, all the elephants. And then they go, oh, hold on a minute. There's actually a pink. I like pink. There's a pink bunny.
Yeah.
And then next she'll be requesting the Dizzy dog. She might have to ask Santa for one. Do you know lots of people?
Noah's got the Dizzy dog.
She might ask for a pink one. Lots of people ask. Don't let us see any photos of the pink one. Lots of people ask Santa for them. Lots of children.
Mm.
Santa comes and some people have gotten the habit where Santa comes and takes the old ones and takes them away and cleans them and brings back new ones the following Christmas.
Emma actually did ask for Christmas for comforters. She wanted a blue and a pink Ellie.
Why didn't you get them?
I thought they would just go to waste. But then she actually sent you a video thing asking for a pink Ellie.
And I said, she thinks I'm the comforter keeper.
She does. You are the comforter keeper.
So, yes, very important to have them on rotation. Now what's the difference between a dummy, a comforter, and a thing? Well, with a dummy, they need it at night. They need you. Well, you can't leave them with a dummy overnight. Mm-hmm. Dummies are unsafe to be. You shouldn't leave a dummy with a baby overnight because they can bite the end off or they can choke on them and so on. But with a dummy, when they suck on a dummy, their digestive system works faster.
Yep.
They become hungrier and you need to go in. They drop it. They lose it. You've got to go in and you've got to give it back. But with a comforter, they can normally find it themselves.
Yeah.
So it's a good aid. A comforter is a good sleep aid.
Oh, they're magnificent and they're really calming. Like you might think when you put them in with the wrap, you know, and they snuggle into the side, that they're not that fond of them. You see for me, I felt that we saw the true love of the comforters when we unwrapped and they could finally get it and, you know, hold it and touch it and like the comforter love, like you really saw how much they loved those comforters and attached to them.
You often don't see the love till they're about 11 or 12 months old, 10, 11, 12
months. Well, that's when we recommend for unwrapping.
When you suddenly see them going into the room and touching them and wanting them. And the woman who did my children's immunizations recently, she did flu jabs for Kieran. She said the lovely nurse in Ocean Grove, she said she always remembers when we went for immunizations, I'd bring the comforters and I would... You do the immunization, I do the finish signal. So I do a finish signal with my hand, hand in the comforter, and they'd instantly stop crying.
Yeah.
And she was like, it was, you know, you'd say finished, and do the sign, hand in the comforter, and they knew it was over. And it was really, really good. Mm. Well, that's it for today's little crack of the week.
Awesome.
This was Heidi? Was it Heidi's question? Whose question was this?
Yes, Heidi Elliott.
Heidi Elliott. So Heidi gets a $20 gift voucher.
Awesome.
If she finds the screen for this on the Instagram account and puts underneath that she is Heidi, we will contact her and she will get a $20 gift voucher to spend at Save Our Sleep. So we are going to be talking next week about The Village.
Yes.
So our next podcast is about where The Village has gone. So yes. On Sunday, we will be chatting to you about where our village has gone. So we'll look forward to chatting to you on Sunday about... how our village has disappeared.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Save Our Sleep podcast, brought to you by the International Baby Whisperer Proprietary Limited. You will find more information about the Save Our Sleep philosophy, products, support, and how to watch the mini clips that accompany this podcast at saveoursleep.com. You may find the Save Our Sleep social media accounts by searching Tizzy Hall on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel for all my how-to videos and to watch the podcasts. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate it and share it with your friends. I would like to thank Kylie Zabo for co-hosting, Fundamental Studios Geelong for their amazing recording studio, Nick Dale at Primer Films for this production, and most of all, you, the listeners. Without you, there would be no reason for this podcast. Please enjoy, stay safe, and Kylie and I will look forward to chatting with you again soon.